In a dusty park in Kolkata, a group of women are pasting "No to Hate" with black tape on an orange sari. It's hot and sunny. A volunteer hands out sun visors with "Women for Independence" written on them. Someone is making announcements. An old woman in a red t-shirt has come leaning on a cane. A transgender activist is leading the group in slogans. India is headed into another national election from April 11th. And this is a women's march for change. Gomati Venkateshwar has been involved with the women's movement since 1974. She says the need to march has never felt more urgent.
My God, it's so visible, the kind of erosion of democracy and the emergence of a kind of a fascist police state, not for ourselves so much as for our grandchildren. It's their legacy that we want to ensure.
She has come with her friend Nirmala Banerjee. And even if they cannot march the whole way for 2 hours, they want to do their bit. It's our march, says Banerjee.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't walk the whole way. But my spirit goes.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. An Indian election is always mind-boggling. It's the biggest democratic exercise in the world. It will take place this time over 5 weeks. There are 900 million eligible voters, 15 million of them first-time voters. But this election could break another glass ceiling. Women's turnout has been going up for years. This year, it could exceed men's, says veteran election analyst Pranoy Roy, head of Indian TV channel NDTV, and co-author of the new book, The Verdict, Decoding India's Elections. But Roy told me on Audio Express that at least 21 million women who are eligible to vote are not registered.
21 million missing women is more than all the women in England not being allowed to vote.
The reasons are varied: conservatism, patriarchy, access. And it's mostly in northern Indian states like Uttar Pradesh.
And it works out to 85,000 per constituency women missing. 85,000. Hmm. And margins of victory are very often lower than that.
The march in Kolkata is meant to exhort women to come out and vote. It's quite a mix. Old school feminists in saris and sneakers, trans women, their makeup running in the hot sun, Muslim women in burqas, domestic help clutching plastic ration bags, like Renuka Singh, who says maids like her sometimes are not even allowed to use the bathroom in their employers' homes or given water. There are men with dangling earrings, sex workers, young women, their faces painted white, holding hands and singing. Anuradha Kapoor, the executive director of Swayam, a women's rights organization, says she feels India is becoming increasingly less tolerant, suspicious of its own diversity.
Plus, I mean, it is your right to wear what you want, to eat what you want. I mean, people are being told, don't eat this, you can't eat that.
As the call for prayer wafts out of a mosque, the women march past, raising slogans against patriarchy. A group of transgender women are marching behind their banner, shouting slogans. Anindo Hajra runs a transgender rights organization called Protoy.
I think it marks a very important historical moment where you see feminist and transfeminist forces across the spectrum sort of joining a march together in what then becomes a true women's march, a truly representative women's march.
All political parties are making a big play for women's votes this year, says Pranoy Roy.
Rallies, when they hold a speech or a rally, they often start by saying, will all the women please come to the front, please? Because they want to address them directly and they know the importance of their vote.
There's a lot of talk about women's safety, a bill reserving 33% of the seats for women in parliament, a promise long made and never kept. But women don't just care about so-called women's issues. Anuradha Kapoor.
You know, whether there is enough food on the table of people, whether education is being provided for the poor, whether there's good quality education, whether there is health care for people, none of these are issues. What the issue is, who's eating what and who's marrying whom. And I think that's where the problem lies, that the priorities are all skewed.
And as the slogan on one of the sari banners says, it's really about celebrating diversity.
We are a democratic secular nation, and we cannot break that. That is what India is all about. I mean, it's, can you imagine a garden with only one kind of flower?
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. उठा है तूफान जमाना बदल रहा जागा है इंसान जमाना बदल रहा